Survey, eating insects.
Last week, I drove past a pestarant, a pop-up stand offering dry-roasted worms and chocolate-covered ants. Is this really the food of the future? Is eating insects really good for you? Last Tuesday, I asked shoppers in Churchill Square Shopping Centre in Brighton what they knew about this topic. Here is a selection of their answers.
Hi, my name is Julie. Eating insects may seem like a really disgusting thing for us here in Europe, but it really isn't a new thing. Insects are a regular part of the diet in many countries in Central and South America, Africa, and Asia. When I went to Australia, I discovered that the Aborigines have eaten larvae like witchetty grubs for thousands of years.
Good morning, I'm David. Even though they look horrible, you may be surprised to learn that insects are really good for you. For example, a 100-gram portion of red ants contains about 14 grams of protein, as well as a lot of iron. Many other insects are a great source of nutrients as well.
Good morning, my name is Mia. I read recently that worldwide, farming animals produces up to 18% of all greenhouse gases produced by human activity, which in turn speeds up global warming. Farming insects, however, produces between 10 and 80 times less methane gas than farming other animals. I think this is good news for all of us.
Hi, Archie here. I wouldn't eat an insect if you gave me £1 million. Let's be honest, there are good reasons why we try to keep bugs away from our food instead of eating them. Many insects feed on rotting food, dead animals, and human waste, which is full of bacteria, and unfortunately, many insect farms in Asia don't follow high hygienic standards, and this results in illness.
Hi everyone, my name is Katie. Did you know that insect farms are not as difficult to operate as cattle farms? There is less chance that insects will catch diseases which will cross over to humans, and the best thing is that insects are easy to harvest. Even if we don't eat insects ourselves, they could replace the expensive and often environmentally unfriendly products which are fed to chicken and fish, which we do eat.
Morning, I'm Dora. It's funny you've asked me about eating insects. I've just done a project on this topic in school. A kilogram of feed given to a cricket will produce 12 times more protein than the same amount given to cattle. So this means that the farming of insects requires less water and feed than any other farmed animals.
Hi, Jenna here. You might not find the idea of scoffing insects particularly attractive, but we actually already eat more insects than you think. Do you eat any red-colored foods? Yogurts, juices, sausages? Well, that's likely the natural food coloring cochineal, which is so popular it even has its own E number, E120. This natural coloring, which is also used in lipsticks and blushes, comes from a small bug found in North and South America.
As you can see, there may well be good reasons for eating insects, but not all people are convinced that it is the food of the future. Back to the studio in London. Last week, I drove past a pestarant, a pop-up stand offering dry-roasted worms and chocolate-covered ants. Is this really the food of the future? Is eating insects really good for you? Last Tuesday, I asked shoppers in Churchill Square Shopping Centre in Brighton what they knew about this topic. Here is a selection of their answers.
Hi, my name is Julie. Eating insects may seem like a really disgusting thing for us here in Europe, but it really isn't a new thing. Insects are a regular part of the diet in many countries in Central and South America, Africa, and Asia. When I went to Australia, I discovered that the Aborigines have eaten larvae like witchetty grubs for thousands of years.
Good morning, I'm David. Even though they look horrible, You may be surprised to learn that insects are really good for you. For example, a 100-gram portion of red ants contains about 14 grams of protein, as well as a lot of iron. Many other insects are a great source of nutrients as well.
Good morning. My name is Mia. I read recently that worldwide, farming animals produces up to 18% of all greenhouse gases produced by human activity, which in turn speeds up global warming. Farming insects, however, produces between 10 and 80 times less methane gas than farming other animals. I think this is good news for all of us.
Hi, Archie here. I wouldn't eat an insect if you gave me £1 million. Let's be honest. There are good reasons why we try to keep bugs away from our food instead of eating them. Many insects feed on rotting food, dead animals, and human waste, which is full of bacteria, and unfortunately, many insect farms in Asia don't follow high hygienic standards, and this results in illness.
Hi everyone, my name is Katie. Did you know that insect farms are not as difficult to operate as cattle farms? There is less chance that insects will catch diseases which will cross over to humans, and the best thing is that insects are easy to harvest. Even if we don't eat insects ourselves, they could replace the expensive and often environmentally unfriendly products which are fed to chicken and fish, which we do eat.
Morning, I'm Dora. It's funny you've asked me about eating insects. I've just done a project on this topic in school. A kilogram of feed given to a cricket will produce 12 times more protein than the same amount given to cattle. So this means that the farming of insects requires less water and feed than any other farmed animals.
Hi, Jenna here. You might not find the idea of scoffing insects particularly attractive, but we actually already eat more insects than you think. Do you eat any red-colored foods? Yogurts, juices, sausages? Well, that's likely the natural food coloring cochineal, which is so popular it even has its own E number, E120. This natural coloring, which is also used in lipsticks and blushes, comes from a small bug found in North and South America.
As you can see, there may well be good reasons for eating insects, but not all people are convinced that it is the food of the future. Back to the studio in London.